Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The nerd, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Wednesday, August 24th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And let me get this done out of the top, right out of the top. Make sure I get this out of the way before I forget. And I don't want to forget. All right. Everybody celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday. All right. From the Press Box Sports Chat Group and the Talking Heads Chat Group, Cindy the Truth, happy birthday to you, big Sin Dog. Enjoy your day as only you can. Rock out, tell your clock out. Of course, anybody else celebrating the day today, great day. My homeboy, Ombre, big up to Ombre, man, celebrating his birthday. And of course, my nephew, Joshua Chisholm, celebrating his birthday. Josh, Uncle Naughty, love you. And celebrate this and many, many more. And boy, you getting up there now. Me and your dad soon got to take you out for a cocktail or two. You're getting to be a big boy. So anyway, man, happy birthday, Josh. You know, Unky, love you. Your auntie Jamie, love you. Your cousin Sancho and Donnie, love you. All the family, love you. Sending you happy birthday greetings and all that good stuff. And save my piece of cake. Because I know a couple of your aunties go, you know, they'll eat half my cake and then try to tell me, oh, that's the piece you cut from. You understand. So make sure to look out for me, nephew. But I love you, and I want you to have a great birthday and enjoy this and many, many, many more. All right, Big Josh? Gotta call you Big Josh now, buddy. You up there, buddy? You up there? He's a teenager. Stop it. Now that I got my personal moment out of the way, I thank you for letting me indulge in. We got to get a good ride home today, people. We got lots to talk about. Got my good friend, Tennille Burrows, Tada, from Rise Bahamas. He's going to be joining me in short order. But, you know, I got to get to your trivia question. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Frank Del Pizzo, featured comedian Tommy Torres, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, all right? And don't forget, we're located between the call and the beach over there at the beautiful Atlantis. Once you have your rapid antigen test or your Vax card, you're good to go for the show. So you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Didn't have a winner yesterday. See if we got a winner today. All right. Wow. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. All right, this is a really good one. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, professionals. Survey revealed that 48% have felt out of shape after doing this at their job. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, professionals, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed 48% have felt out of shape after doing this at work. That is your mind-bending brain teaser. Like I said, you're playing for jokers while party passes. And you got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. So let's jump on it. Wow! Well, mother sick, I don't think I've ever seen this happen before. First texter out the break is the winner. First texter out of the break is the winner. Yeah, so all of y'all who Googled, well, y'all Googled long and y'all Googled wrong. Because the number ending 4373, you are my winner. You were the first text in. And boy, y'all got it right out of break, man. Wow. This is really good. Send me your info there, first texter. And look at you all jumping in real quick. You all pinging and pinging. This was an easy one today. Plenty of y'all got this answer one shot. But you all was after, all after the winner. So, with that being said, let me just make sure. Boom. You already know. There you go. All right. The winner is Monique. Monique's the winner today. All right. And all of y'all for chiming in. That was good, but I'm glad we got this out of the way. Boom, right out of the break. Got a winner, winner, chicken dinner, walking upstairs. All right, let's slide into your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Fine Threads reminds you new arrivals are in stock right now. Formal, casual, jeans, linen suits, suits, men's and boys, all the accessories to go along with. Everything's online, finethreads.com. Check out all the new arrivals. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian's news and views that matter since 1844. Big one today, PM defends record story by Jasper Ward. Davis says the right decisions were made. While insisting that his government has made the right decisions so far, Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday fired back at former Prime Minister, who recently accused the government of mainly being focused on good public relations since coming to office. Quoted as saying, first of all, I don't know what decisions he thinks we have to make or what decisions that we ought to have made, Davis said. This is my administration, and we're making decisions in accordance to the plans that we have set out. It's all contained in our blueprint for change. If you look at that, those are the things that we are following. What decisions he's thinking about that we ought to make. But he had his opportunity, I think, when he was there. This is now, and this is the Davis administration. We will be making decisions as we deem necessary. There you go. He fired right back at Papa Boy. But you got to understand, those were some, you know, touchy remarks, Mr. Ingram said. You know, he said, aside from reducing value-added tax from 12% to 10%, the government has not really done anything major and has been reluctant to make any decisions that it sees as controversial. This has been a photo op government, basically, you know, a PR government. And it's just been some people say things that holds more weight than others, because you have other political pundits that have said that, and nobody would even check. It wouldn't even have been a blip on the radar. But it's because who said it. That's why it carries some weight. That's why it needs to be a retort, you know? So let me know what you think on that. Because that's a good one. That's been raging back and forth. That was a hot one in the barbershop the other day. Another one off the front pages. Davis tells Pintard to do his homework on debt issue. Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday told Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard to do his homework after Pintard asked Davis to justify the government's calculation that half of the country's national debt is due to the impact of hurricanes which struck the Bahamas between 2015 and 2019. What clarification one needs, Davis asked. Let's start with what is in our national debt, and let's start with what loss and damages was occasioned by Dorian. It was about $3.4 billion. Think about our national debt and see what percentage that was. Just don't think about Dorian. Let's go back to Matthew. Let's go back to Joaquin. Let's go back to David too, then, why don't we? Well, obviously, though, what was jumping out at me, Mr. Davis, did you ever think Mr. Pintard might have done his homework? That's why he's asking you the question to break it down? Because this mathematics doesn't seem right? I would go out there on the limb to say that, you know, Mr. Pintard says, you know, Mr. Davis, you need to break down the debt issue, all right? On the calculation that half the country's national debt is due to the impact of the hurricanes, which struck the Bahamas between 2015 and 2019. Maybe he's done that due diligence. Maybe that's why he's asking the question. The onus is now for the PM to answer it. And if there's the data that's there and it's relevant, then there you go. Silencio. There it is. Hoop that is. But until then, don't try to posture and pontificate and spin it as to, you know, and keep adding on hurricane after hurricane. No. Can we get a concise answer? Thus, we need an abacus and a Freedom of Information Act. No, Naughty, not today. The show just started. They can't have been that fast. Give me a next one. No, try me again tomorrow. Sorry. Here's another Naughty. You know, PLP maths is different. Whee! All right. What else we got? 111 Haitian migrants apprehended. The Royal Bahamas Defense Force said yesterday it intercepted a Haitian sloop in the area of Guincho's Key with 111 irregular migrants on board. The migrants are pictured at the Royal Bahamas Defense Force base shortly after they arrived in New Providence. And photo was by Terrell Glinton in today's Guardian. So yeah, let's see where it goes. And speaking yesterday of the latest apprehensions, Minister of Immigration Keith Bell said, you would note that this goes in waves. Every 4 or 5 years, you have a significant increase in the number of the irregular migrants, and you would appreciate what is going on with several of the countries in the Caribbean, particularly in Haiti, where there's political unrest and economic instability. Certainly, Cuba is being made impacted by the Ukrainian war in terms of them being able to access goods, and so therefore, we've seen a significant increase in irregular migrants in Haiti. The good thing is our law enforcement agencies, along with the Coast Guard, are doing a marvelous job in terms of intercepting them and ensuring that we detain them. And, of course, repatriating as quick as we can. So, let's see. Okay? Let's see where this all pans out. Because, obviously, you know, Bell also mentioned there was going to be more. So we have to see, you know, where this all plays out. What the heck is irregular migrant, Naughty? Our laws say these people are illegal. Ah, y'all on it today, boy. Y'all firing off today. Y'all just popping like popcorn. All right, let's get out of the headliners and get into the buzz. The headliners are all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We're going to slide into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And, you know, big buzz today going on. All right, and right after we get into the buzz, we'll take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Ta-da, Burrows. Tennille Burrows. Ta-da. Will be with me from Rise, Bahamas. We got lots to talk about. Rise is doing some big things. And, you know, I like to chop it up with Ta-da, man, to keep, you know, our social issues out there and relevant so they don't make it to the back pages. And we forget about, you know, violence against children, violence against women in society. You know what I mean? The shuttle to the side. You know what I mean? We need more bystander intervention. We need more witnesses to come out. We need a lot of things going on. Proper sexual offenders registry. So there's no vigilantism and so on and so forth, but yet the public knows exactly who the predators are in our society that will attempt to prey on our children. So there's a lot to talk about. We've got an update on the Marcos Law. So we'll be talking with Rise Bahamas in short order. But some definitely buzzing today. All right? Around and around and around. Listen. I don't know what's been going on with these fights over there at a certain nightclub, these boxing matches. I think it's good entertainment. I think it's a good promotion. What I was buzzing right now is I hear the operation got shut down, allegedly. But if you don't have the right paperwork, make sure you get the proper paperwork. Talk to a lawyer friend. See what it is on. Maybe you need to open up like a limited liability company that you could do your events, but there's, you know, you can provide some sort of insurance for the patrons to participate. But I think you're onto something good. Definitely. But just dot your I's and cross your T's. It's all in good entertainment and good fun, but you got to do it correctly. Because you don't want to be responsible for somebody getting injured in an event. And it'll make people sign waivers. And this thing taking off. I can't tell you where to lie. My box has blown up a couple of times today. you know, my good friend Erica Watkins Lang over there at the Island Game, all over Facebook. Do it for charity. That's great. I'm down for charity, but how do I get in it? Radio versus TV, me versus Jerome Sawyer. I was like, no, Jerome, all right with me. I ain't got any half kill Jerome for charity. We can figure another way out. You know, give me somebody else to box. And it was like, how about Juan? I was like, no, that's beige on beige. And beige brothers can't fight beige brothers. But then they was like, no, you all two should fight. Let me know the winner because you all two is red. So whenever you land blow, the two is well up, you could count the bruise. Yeah, that's, y'all like violence. But again, for charity, I think it's a good idea. But I think the locale and the location needs to get that paperwork in order. And, you know, if the proprietors want to reach out to me, you know, with my vast experience in the nightclub business and knowing how things go, I have no problem giving you some mentorship and making sure your events get off properly, man. Because I think you're on to something good, but I don't want you to be shut down because, you know, you don't have the proper paperwork or the proper insurance or your company's not set up correctly to cover that. But you could definitely be on to something, man. All right? So keep on keeping on and, you know, persevere. All right? But just make sure you're legal. And that way, you know, it's one thing if the haters try to shut you down. But if the law comes to shut you down and they got the paperwork, then they shut you down. So get your correct paperwork. Continue to promote your events the way you're doing it. And bring some fun to the nightclub game. But also bear in mind that you want to protect your patrons and operate legally. And it's not that hard to do. Naughty, as a concerned citizen, I would like to request that the government beef up our borders, hire additional mechanics, make sure all SWAS vessels are operating, and let's get cracking with protecting us. But I tell you, charity begins at home, and we got to protect us first. I agree. We need to beef up the borders, patrol. We definitely need to do that. We need to worry about our own gang problem and culture here in this country. And I appreciate Mr. Davis being the globetrotter and one of the faces of global warming and all of that. But at the same time, I don't care who put you on a committee to go do what. Dealing with Haiti's gang problems before, I had a problem with that. Same way I had a problem with the previous prime minister shedding tears for Dominica, but not for us. Well, you can't go fix their gang problem until you fix our gang problem first. That's all, Bray. I mean, Mr. Davis. That's all. Once we get that out of the way, we good. So, yeah, I agree with you, Texter. We do need to take care of us first. All right? Naughty. I could see it now. Minutes fighting Pintard. Now, that's a great charity fight. Yeah. For charity, that'd be a good thing. It would be. Phone lines are open. I had a couple of callers chime in. I'll chime right back. I'm sorry I didn't answer them right like you like to. You are getting spoiled nowadays, boy. I swear. Naughty, there would be a mass amount of immigrants trying to come here because the gang members took... Because the gang members took them. I have a cheap solution. Send them back on the boat they come in on. Or sink the boat. Now, how you want me to sink the boat without nobody on it, obviously, right? Because the way you texted that was weird. But I know who that is. Mr. Minus Commas, full stops, and punctuation. But it's all good. All right, let's go to a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up our conversation with Tada, Tennille Burroughs, Rise Bahamas. We got lots to talk about. And, you know, I'll text us. You need to stop, man. You're trying to go to the break. Yes, I have a problem with our leaders. They have more sympathy for they have more sympathy for the U.S. than the citizens. Again, y'all texting, but y'all missing out some words today. Some of y'all hooked on chronics and not on phonics. Eh? Anyway, Mr. Producer, let me go to the break. Talking Heads, Wednesday, August 24th edition continues right after this.
Bahamas, it's time for the third installment of Fish Fry Fridays, the hottest once-a-month after-work party, brought to you by Fassage, the Bahamas' number one party band, Star 106, and Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. One, two, three, go! Fish Fry Fridays has quickly become the talk of the town, and because of such a super large turnout the last time, the venue has been expanded to enhance your enjoyment experience.
I go drink water and mind my business.
It's a happy hour like no other. So on Friday, August 26th, after work, kick off your shoes and head over to the 12 Volt Bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau, and enjoy the Fish Fry Friday experience with the dynamic, energetic live sound of Visage and DJ AI. Admission is $25 and includes one free complimentary drink, or enjoy the tantalizing Vacation Cafe buffet access to the event for only $55 per person. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Fridays.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was gonna live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegance and fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson, Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, August 24th edition continues right now. And real quick, got a couple of announcements for you. Then I get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And first and foremost, let me read this text. Naughty, I feel like we are caught swan. I feel like Brave Davis swung us. He used us to enrich and empower him and his cronies. So I understand your concerns, but what about the solution? What are the options? You know, one thing I pride myself in about this show is that we also get some solutions fired out there. What are we going to do about it? Where do we go if that is the case? Because this is the kind of repetitive thing you said about the last administration, the previous administration. Haven't we been saying that for a while, like the movie been rerunning? So what do we do to change it and make it better? That's the question right there. Now, let me remind you. It's all about KFC's great pick meal, all right? It's real food for real people. Enjoy 8 pieces of thighs, legs, and whole wings, plus your choice of large mashed potatoes with gravy or 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. It's all finger-licking good for KFC location. Takeout and drive-thru. And don't forget the drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight at all locations. All right, let's slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And people, it is all about cooling down all summer long at your favorite Dunkin' location. And it's all about those refreshers. That's right, the Dunkin' refreshers. And get ready to go mango with your Dunkin' refreshers. They got strawberry dragon fruit, mango pineapple, and peach passion fruit waiting on you, all right? In addition to that, they got those great breakfast specials going on, all right, with your favorite sandwich and beverage. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. And the donuts always waiting on you, always waiting on you. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All this goodness waiting for you. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brunny Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, okay? Call Michael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. All right, so welcome to the show. Taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. I appreciate our patience today. Ta-da, Tennille Burroughs from Rise, Bahamas. What's going on, Ta-da? How art thou?
What up, Naughty? I'm good. How you doing?
I am fine, man.
Just want to say shout out with the Live Fest was carrying on. I had a good old time.
Good. I'm glad you laughed. We'll try to do it again in October. If not, you know, back again in February for Love Fest. But listen, man, you got to get caught up, man, because I've been reading the headlines in the papers lately and my mind been running on you. Oh, God, I got to call the dog on this one, boy. What Rise can say about this? Now, a couple of things, man. That's just, the good stuff we got to talk about. I like the fact y'all still campaigning on the local government. And I think that's real. A lot more Bahamians are buying into that than people think. You know what I mean? Because they want a piece of their pie. Yeah, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I said we actually got some survey results to show the majority of Bahamians are actually down for local government. So that's something definitive. We didn't have 100 respondents like in your survey that you just did the trivia for. We had almost 1,000.
There you go.
So when you're looking at those kind of numbers, that's an actual sample size of the population of the Bahamas at large. And we definitely going to go with those results. And hopefully by the end of the campaign, those results would be even more favorable in terms of people that are actually interested and wanting to know more about local government in New Providence.
And I think, you know, the like you say, with once the present administration and the opposition needs to look at how real the want of the voting populace is for local government. It can't just be, you know, it could be for the family islands, but not for here. No, we need it for here as well.
We need it most drastically here, I would venture to say, particularly with us being 70% of the population residing in New Providence. That's the vast majority of people. So that has to be taken into consideration. I actually had Stephen Arana look up some old UBP and PLP and FNM manifestos. 1962, they mentioned the colonies having local government throughout. So that said to me that they had planned from way back then.
But never implemented it.
Never implemented it.
And it was on the radar from 62. So why have so many administrations come along and just kept pushing it to the back? I mean, wow, if it was mentioned in 62 and it wanted to be, and they wanted it, our forefathers wanted to be a part of our, you know, plan on the way forward, then why not institute it?
I guess divesting power again is the main issue. That's what I would sum it up to. Nobody wants to not have you be beholden to them. So 66% of those interviewed were aware of local government. So that's the starting point. We wanted to find out who even knew that it exists or what it is and that sort of thing. Got to find some others. We had 82% of the respondents who answered the survey.
Uh-huh.
They were actually registered voters.
Wow.
82%.
So that right there, out of 1,000 people surveyed, 82%, that is a good number of people who are registered voters, obviously said that for local government. So why will we not hear about it in the next election campaign? Because I mean, it should not be something right now that both parties and anybody interested should be writing down and saying, okay, there is a need for local government, especially in New Providence, and we need to focus on this because the people are definitely interested in it. You can't get no more clarification than that. 82% registered voters wanted it out of 1,000.
Let's be realistic, though. See, Bahamians are usually of the mentality that the people who are in those positions win. So a lot of times I think we lay back, we hold off, we wait for them to do the right thing. And when it doesn't happen, we vote them out every 5-4 years. The issue with that I have is you have to have a Democratic voice more frequently than that. And there are different ways that you can achieve having a Democratic voice outside of just voting every general election. The implementation of local government would solve a lot of issues that we have. It would cause us to have a more community-centric, streamlined, accessible group of people who are working on our behalf. These people actually would come from within our communities, someone like a Valentino Brown in the Bain and Grandstown, someone like a Stevie Moss in that same area. These are the type of people that we're looking to have put themselves forward. And in a society where people look at politics as a dirty game, that's what they told me when I was running independent. Don't join politics. Politics is a dirty game.
I've heard that numerous times before myself.
Local government model could be a move towards cleaning it up. I don't think people are going to be as adverse to it as they are general elections in terms of putting themselves forward or even supporting candidates and being a part of the council or being a constituent in the district that is governed by a local government representative that you chose from with among yourself.
And that's what I like. The people in the community actually pick their representative. They can come together and say, hey, we want Valentino to represent us. And once he has the numbers, he's going to get you're going to get that spot.
Yeah. So when we ask, will New Providence benefit from local government, not just are you aware of it? The response was that 53% of people agree that New Providence will benefit from local government.
I'm glad that people who vote are aware enough to do the research to see the benefits of it. Because you talk to your everyday politicals, oh, no, that won't benefit us here in New Providence. No, it's not good for us. Family Islands, yes, but not here. And they got to start looking at and like freeing up some of that power.
If you are lost on what we're talking about, if local government sounds like a dirty word to you because you believe politics is dirty, go on risebahamas.net. Click the Imagine Local. We have infographics there that we've created. We have the report that the 2018 Minutes Appointed Advisory Committee put together. They did the research. People were on that committee like Valentino Brown, like Ed Fields, like Nicolette Bethel, like Matt Aubrey from Org Bahamas Foundation. These are people who we respect in terms of a civil society voice. They came together. They did the research. They went to, I think, New South Wales or someplace like that, and the other Caribbean and regional local government establishments. They compared and contrasted how this could work in New Providence, and they proposed 5 districts that we'd be split into to have this system in place. And, of course, people like Nicolette and Pat Ramming, for years I have known that they have been strong proponents of local government. This was how I thought, hey, this might be something that we should really latch on to and move with, because they have been saying this for decades.
They have, especially Pat Ramming.
Pat Ramming don't believe we have any local government in the true sense in the Bahamas. Like, he ain't playing, because I asked him if he was to come on board and all that and endorse this. He was like, I don't believe local government anywhere in the Bahamas at this point. So if he was to be in charge, it would be like a positive, even though draconian, it sounds like an oxymoron. He would be very strict with how things are put into place, how they would operate and function.
Pat's a good guy, man. I like Pat. That's a good choice for that. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll come back with Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get into the news, and on the flip side of the news, Tadar and I will wrap it up on the flip side of the break in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday edition of Talking Heads, the August 24th edition, continues right after this.
School time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet. Something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's. And get set for school.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads continues right now, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Real quick, before we get to the news, I got to get to Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And let me tell you, man, congratulations are in order, man. Winners galore at the game, at the Island Game. Oh, yeah. Percy's Pension Plan had another winner. All right. Maxwell B. Big up to Maxwell B. He's the latest winner. Sorry, it was Erica S., Erica S. and then Maxwell B. They are the latest two winners in Percy's Pension Plan at the Island Game. All right, Maxwell B. won $300 a week for a year just by being part of the Percy's Pension Plan at the Island Game. And listen, if you like sports betting, sports booking, oh, Lord, theislandgame.com, log on, theislandgame.com, click on Sportsbook, and just look at it. Oh, man. Shots galore. Great payouts galore. Be sure to check it out. All of the information you need is waiting on you at theislandgame.com. All right, let's find out where Cuban Willie is today and what the numbers look like. Cuban, come out, wherever you are. Guillermo, ¿dónde estás?
Wepa, buenas tardes. How you doing, Mr. Predusa? Mira, we have to make this quick today, okay? Because, mira, we have a situation. I am downtown, and the Migra is downtown, too. They haven't seen me in a while. I haven't seen them in a while, and I know I'm going to have to stay running one more time. So to stay, you know, quickly and fast and in a hurry, I'm going to give you the report on the run, okay? And since I have to run about 200 meters to the bus, the first number is 2. There are 5 buses. I'm going to get on the one in the middle, which is number 3. So the second number is 3, all right? So it's 2, 3. And I'm looking at the Migra, these 8 officers on the side of the road over there on the other side. So that's your other number for the day. 8 for the 8 immigration officers. So today's number is 238. 238. Wish suerte with the Island Game. And good luck in Percy's Pension Plan. Until tomorrow, stay playing, my friends, with the Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, August 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And a couple of texts before I continue the conversation with my good friend Tennille Burrows, Tada, from Rise Bahamas. Let's go to the text lines real quick. A lot of us agree with former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram Norty. Brave Davis and his merry men's fun is soon done. Here's another one. PLP supporters them. They are ashamed. They're trying to reach. Oh, okay. PLP shorters are embarrassed, and PLP supporters are embarrassed and shame. We all need some punctuation in here, you know. They shame, and they even more shame. They're trying to reach Prime Minister Davis, and he would not even answer his phone. They're starting to believe he's a political sorcerer. Okay. Yeah, because that spelling, I guess I was sorcerer, because couldn't have been soccer. You
talking?
Anyway, Tadar.
Hey, bro.
Now, listen, as we go out of local government, which I think is important, and we got to keep agitating for it, where are we going now with the violence in society?
Before crime we leave the local up. Government.
Huh?
The local government, no problem. To end it out, all I'm going to say is that we're going to take this approach from the bottom up, not from the top down. So when you say the government this, the government that, really, at this point, we ain't even on that run. We on a run of creating public awareness so that people can decide if 2-3 years down the line, 1 year down the line, we're going to come together, unify, and agitate for something that we believe in. That's the plan. So let's move on, like you say.
Now, as we move on, where are we, though? We got crime up. We've got murders happening all over the place, a very high-profile, controversial one in more recent times with the ripple effect and ramifications thereof and innuendos behind it. I mean, this, where are we? And then
we
buried poor Anton on the weekend, and my heart goes out to his family again. I mean, very tragic situation. And we lost another toddler. But again, it's gone to the back pages, you know what I mean? Because that's how society is. And I promise you, as long as I have a platform, we will not let those kind of incidents go, you know, to the back pages. We got to keep people reminding people of these things that have happened and the need for the Marcos Law and the Marco Alert to work properly. Because we still haven't had a proper running of that, correct?
We haven't had a perfect run of that as yet. They issued an alert, one alert so far that was an actual alert, not a test. And gathered our changes and amendments that we'd like to see to the system, and we're presenting them just this morning to Assistant Commissioner of Police Shivago Dames, along with Superintendent Grant. And it was a very good meeting. We made a lot of progress, found out a lot of information. So over the next few months, we anticipate that we'll have updates and that the police themselves will have updates on the Marco Alert system being rolled out in the way that it should be.
And I think that's imperative. We need that because, you know, parents need to know that it's there. Kids need to know that it's there. And we, the citizens, need to know that it's working so we could do our part in preventing a tragedy.
And one glaring thing with the actual alert that came out, we never saw a link or any image at all. We know that that is imperative, and that is one of the primary things we
Correct.
Are agitating for.
Definitely.
But recently, we came out and wanted to show Coalition of Child Advocates, COCA, our support in terms of laying a wreath in memory of Omar, who passed. And we all know his story and his background in terms of seeing his father shot to death on to become valedictorian. At that ceremony, our COCA president made a statement about capital punishment. So I wanted to ensure that Rise Bahamas clarifies that we don't share that stance. We believe in restorative justice, which might seem like, what is that? But what it is we do advocate for stiffer penalties, because we feel as though the longer an inmate has in jail, oh, sorry, in the Department of Corrections, the more opportunity they would have to have psychological intervention, counseling, different activities that will help build them as a person. And hopefully they would come out reformed and not reoffend, because we understand that 18% of people who commit crimes in the Bahamas in recent times reoffend. I think anger and lack of having professional intervention in terms of psychological and psychiatric intervention in the Bahamas is a big part of the cause of the crime we have here now. The anger management issues that we face as a people, the number of people who grew up but were abused as children and never got any help, never got any intervention. I think all of these things play a part in terms of the violence that we see happening now. And I believe we have to take a different approach. Being frustrated and just calling for capital punishment, no, we want to ensure that 100% that no innocent person's life is ever taken by the state. That is to look at it from a different perspective.
Right. I mean, that's that topic right there, and in on itself is one that's been raging for years. But I appreciate you clarifying the stance of Rise Bahamas. Naughty, just coming off the text lines now, you can feel free to respond to any of these that you want to die. Naughty, they have a Busch Gardens in Prison 8 because these people can't stay out of jail. Or is it Six Flags? Because some have to keep them going back. Well,
it's the same point we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that they get the kind of intervention that it should be mandated by the courts, first of all, that any perpetrator, especially of a crime against a child, anyone who is convicted of a crime against a child or a violent crime, should receive mandated psychological intervention, treatment, assessment. They should be involved in programs, all of that. Because why else did we change the name of the Her Majesty's prison to the Department of Corrections, if not to actually have correctional mechanisms in place?
And part of correcting it is to have you don't become a repeat offender. You know, you put programs
exactly.
in place that people go out and stay out and don't return. Naughty, could the dollar repeat 81%?
18.
All right, there you have it, Dexter. Okay. Now, earlier, the survey of 1,000 people in total, 82% of that 1,000 are registered voters, correct?
Yes.
So I just want to make sure of the clarification there so there's no confusion. Here's one regarding immigration today. Regarding immigration, specifically illegal, not irregular migration, our laws as it stands says this is illegal activity. Does the Immigration Department or the PM not think that by entertaining the asylum bill is encouraging this migration? Come on.
I know in Canada, as far as I understand, they have a system where they have kind of like a quota. So you have a certain amount of migrants that they would allow to migrate to their country from each separate country. So if they've met their quota with a certain country, then, you know, that's it. For that year or whatever the case may be. So I think a similar system might be beneficial for the Bahamas, where we put a cap on how many people we accept from specific countries.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good way to look at things and a good step in the right direction, or maybe needed to be part of an overall immigration. Irregular migration is going to be on the horizon, going to be on the landscape for a while. So I think we need to figure out how we're going to effectively deal with it moving forward. And however we need to deal with it, it needs to be done where it's most beneficial to Bahamians first.
And I think we also need to...
And it also maintains the parameters of everything global within the international human rights, you know what I mean?
Right,
protocols.
Standard. But we don't want to forget that there apparently still is a backlog of citizenship applications at the ministry that need to be addressed. I know at some point I think they were talking about having a separate council to go over and review those. But that needs to be done, because could you imagine someone waiting years and years for that to come through?
Yeah, I can, because I've had to wait on some paperwork, not immigration paperwork, but other paperwork government related, and it takes years and years. Yeah, it'll take a while.
Yeah, but we need to address that, I think. As a part of this whole discussion, that should not be left behind. I know Luby Judges used to promote that a lot.
Here's a text in it, as far as the reoffending there, Tadat. 2 out of 10 reoffend. That seems incredibly low, especially the amount of people on bail who are targeted.
I thought it was low as well, but we got this figure from a viable source. So,
Yeah, I think it's more than 2 in 10 personally, but like you said, if that's the data that's been provided, that's what I'll roll with. But wow, I find that inordinately low as well, too. Naughty, we have issues with fraud. This illegal migration problem's a problem. That's probably why the paperwork takes so long. Oh, that's a bold statement there. Text, are you alleging that there's some improprieties going on with folks getting their paperwork? Are you inferring that lunch is being bought, allegedly? What's going on, though? We have to get to, at some point, we have to figure out why are we still making the same, hiring the same complaints, having the same arguments, and the same results? Administration after administration after administration. Why can't we get this right today?
And we're about to hit the one-year mark report card time for this administration, eh? Next month?
Boy.
Next week?
You think they're ready for them grades?
I don't publicly make too many statements until, because you got to give at least a year before you really critique properly. But when this year hit now, what kind of, you know, results they could be getting? I know for sure. I mean, we might as well say it's a year now. The whole traveling thing and how much it costs to go to Dubai and how much it costs to take, a delegation to this place and that place and all other. I know they got some, like, I know they said they set aside $500,000 for, a safe house.
Right.
Hopefully we'll see that come to fruition before this administration closes. But then in terms of the previous record of the F&M government, they went through the process of putting together an entire local government advisory committee for New Providence implementation. And then they literally just ignored the report that was a result of that, and it never made it to Parliament. So when people say they're going to give us what we need, a safe house, this, that, blah, 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 you got to be on top of them and be like, okay, where are we at with the safe house? When do you plan to have that implemented? Can you give us a breakdown of how this $500,000 budget could stretch? Because y'all paid $1 million and something more than that to go to Dubai. We want to see where the important money in our estimation is going.
Well, like again, though, the more things change, the more they say the same. Because weren't we talking about this a couple of years ago saying this is what we need?
With the safe house?
No, yeah, but didn't it come up a couple of years ago? Because didn't I remember Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson mentioning something like that?
Of a separate
and wasn't Candy Gibson
court.
Foam on it for more than 5 years and really agitated it more recently?
You're going to need Candy to let you know. But yeah, Candy has been advocating for a safe house.
But we had Candy on the show before. We got to bring her back. Right.
Yeah. She has been advocating for that in recent times consistently.
And
very
guess,
much so.
As you were talking about it, in my mind, I was like, wait a minute. I remember when I was on this station, Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson was there on a talk show. And wait a minute, this is not, you know, brand new. We've heard this before.
Yeah, I don't know if it was ever promised before.
No, I don't know if it was promised, but I know people were agitating for it. So since the idea has gotten out there and it became a nice speaking point, you know, for administrations to mention possibly on campaign and this and that, well, mess what if it's out there now? We need to have it come to fruition. How many women and children have been affected by violent crimes more this year alone?
Man, I can't even keep up.
But hold on. You know, the irony of it is we can't keep secrets well in this country. You know what I mean? You know how we go. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Hollywood Sam, good afternoon. Good afternoon,
D-Day. Hey, what's happening?
Good afternoon.
Listen. You got it right. We don't need a safe house. We need a quiet house. Because no matter how safe you think the house is, everybody can know where.
I was trying not to be facetious, caller, but you know sometimes my comedian had to slide to the front. But I know we go. I can see cab drivers driving by. And yes, tourists, this is the safe house there in the Bahamas.
Yeah. It's like the ankle bracelet program. It was like the minute the dudes get the ankle bracelet, it was the safe no more.
Yep. Right? Exactly.
So somebody was on the computer pimping them off. So in the end, there's ways to get around it. At the end of the day, you have hotels here. Okay? You simply book a hotel room under somebody else's name, move the person, and ain't nobody got to know. These are the things they do all over the place. It ain't brain surgery.
It's not rocket science.
Well, I mean, you know, if it was rocket science, we could do this. But him is to do the tough stuff.
For real. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you know how much technique and physics involved in making junk in the costume? We can figure that one out.
That's right. Probably we could put a rocket, paste it in junk canoe in the moon. That's how great.
So we need to, and then the thing is too, you need to be serious about whether you're protecting people from these crimes, these women, the children. You got to be serious. If at the end of the day, you got this revolving door where dudes get arrested and they get bail the next week and everything else, then it is what it is. But, you know, I mean, in anger, it ain't never changed until somebody big, big, big got one of these children going through it. I used to say big, and then we had a cabinet minister who had a whole son get their shoot up and nothing still changed. And then we had the leader of a political party who brother get killed. Another chance, so maybe it needs to be big.
Big,
I mean, Richard.
But listen, my question is this, though. Really, though, we've seen that transpire. When are we going to agitate for change? When are we going to agitate and say, you know what? We need to get this different.
Naughty, we don't agitate for nothing except every 5 years. Let's be clear.
Thank you.
That's who we are.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's who we are.
And the people who agitate in between is get branded as troublemakers and this and that and everything else. And not a nationalist.
They call me that. Yeah, so, I hear you.
Listen, before I leave, I got to give I know you're a Cowboys fan. I got to give a shout out. One of the greats from the original Cowboys franchise, the AFL Texans, mm-hmm. the Chiefs. You know, Len Dawson passed away today.
Oh, wow.
R.I.P. Len.
And you know what? I always used to enjoy Len on
Inside the NFL
with Nick Bonacani, yeah. Former Dolphin as well. And I thought they did a great job coming together for years and years. When I was a youngster, man, I got plenty of my information off that show right there.
That's when fellas who know sports used to talk, and not just a bunch of dudes in tight pants.
You got it. Getting big.
Let me not talk about it.
But listen, real quick, you can talk about time, but if you ever get a chance, I know you've seen it, but I would tell any young football fan who gets to watch it, watch that Super Bowl, okay? When the Kansas City Chiefs won, when Len Dawson was quarterback, with Hank Stram as the coach on the sideline, talking it up with some of the greatest one-liners ever. And I can still remember it right now. Come here, Lenny, matriculate the ball down the field. Lenny just matriculate it down, boom, touchdown, we win it.
And people don't remember that Vikings defense was supposed to be the best, one of the best ever.
Mm-hmm, the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, and he just picked them apart, man. I mean, last time I saw somebody get beat that bad, but let me not talk about people who lost you.
Don't. You sound like a cowboy getting thrown under the bus, so I want to thank you.
You are the comedian. I can leave that to you.
Right. I thank you. You're brilliant as always, and continue to try to wear your Kansas City Chiefs regalia, and I expect to see heavy Georgia Bulldog representation this year as well.
Listen, I have tickets for the Georgia-Oregon game in Atlanta kickoff, and I still might not be able to go.
Behave yourself. If you can't go, we'll raffle them away on the show. But anyway, thanks for calling. I'm going to wrap up with Tadar, man. Be safe. Always good to hear from you. But Tadar, as we wrap up, you know, you have callers chiming in. And what I like is Joe Public is not afraid to voice their opinion in 2022. We've seen enough of it. We need to make changes.
We need to translate what happens on Facebook and on these radio talk shows.
If you'd like to make a call.
Exactly.
We need to translate that into actual movement on the ground in terms of advocacy and activism.
And you know what? Somebody asked me the other day, they said, Naughty, you know, march back in the day. You think we could do it again? I say, yeah, we could do it again. Because I think people are now ready to pick up the mantle and say, you know what? Enough is enough. Let my voice be heard. I think the fact that Bahamians feel like they're disenfranchised so because they don't have a voice. I think if there were platforms and opportunities to give Bahamians a voice to be heard, you would hear a lot of good suggestions to cure the ills that are ailing us right now as a society and as a country.
If we look at the juvenile justice system, only 5 were completed during the last year in 2020, according to Tavari Smith,
right.
5%. So we are failing our children on very many levels, from the judicial level to the criminal justice level, to the family level, to the neighbor level. When you see that neighbors are not calling the cops anonymously tipping the cops off about children being abused, that we have a problem. We are too laid back and lackadaisical. We need to be bystanders that intervene and not just stand by.
Here's one. Naughty, my parents were, my citizenship application was made in 1973, November, and approved 27 years later. I recently wanted to apply for a passport. My paperwork has been misplaced. It's lost.
Lost without you, can't find my work. I don't know.
There you go. Did the dog make you feel better with that little song? Because, I mean, I feel your pain, my brother, but wow, that's about it. Ah, boy. But today, a lot of folks get in touch with you guys over there at Rise Bahamas. A lot of texts coming through. Naughty, how do I get involved with Rise? How do I get involved with Tadana? So I've had at least 5 or 6 texts come through with this.
Wicked. If you go to risebahamas.net, www.risebahamas.net, you'll see a contact form where you could sign up to receive the monthly email, leave your contact information, we'll get back to you. And you could also check out the volunteer form where you can actually sign up to volunteer.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that covers everything. And thank you for chiming in today. I appreciate it. Let's get together in September. We'll figure out a day or two to get you on. What I need you to do is let's get you guys on at least once a month to bring us up to snuff what's going on and keep things fresh in the memory and the minds of people so it doesn't get to the back pages and forgotten about.
I'm down. Thank you so much.
All right. No worries, man. We appreciate you today. Our regards to everybody over there at Rise. And when you bump into Matt and Nicolette, then tell them I say what's up because, you know, that's my crew.
For sure.
All right. Be safe. We'll talk soon. Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we're talking sports here in the bottom half of the 5 o'clock hour, August 24th, Wednesday edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or 4 buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes into KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
Talking Heads continues right now. The Wednesday, August 24th edition continues right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And now we got to jump right on in. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopin Plaza. And don't forget, tonight's happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. You can still get on down there and grab a few cocktails and enjoy yourself. They got some great food going on as well. Give them a chef up for you, 377-7776. Pick up to my crew down there at Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, here's what transpired on August 24th, on this day, which is August 24th, 2022, but in sports history, on August 24th, 1963, John Pennell pole vaulted 17 feet and 3/4 inches, becoming the first person to break the 17-foot barrier. 1975, Davey Lopes of the Los Angeles Dodgers set a Major League Baseball record when he stole his 38th consecutive base. 2007, the NFL suspended quarterback Michael Vick of the Atlanta Falcons for his involvement in dog fighting. Sports quote of the day, a hot dog at the ballpark is better than steak at the Ritz. Humphrey Bogart. Yeah, and I'm sure Pearly was in today. And big up to Pearly, he's not in today. He'll be in tomorrow. And yeah, I'm sure he would have chimed in on that. Davey Lopes, 1975, stole his 38th consecutive base. Davey Lopes was a good little second baseman for the Dodgers. Horrible as a manager. Pretty decent as a second baseman. It's pretty good infield, too. When you think about it, Chuck Yeager as the catcher, okay? And at first base, they had Steve Garvey, Davey Lopes at second, Anderson at shortstop, if I'm not mistaken, and over on third was Ron Say. Pretty solid infield right there, all the way across. So, yeah. We get out of Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And we'll get up into the home court. And I got to elaborate right now. Today is a very good day on our Talking Heads. Because when I got to work today, waiting on me were three of the Greek Whoppers from BK. They brought me the plant-based. They brought me the crispy chicken. And they brought me the flame grilled beef. Well, now there's only two. I scoffed the heck out of one when I walked through the door. But I just want to tell BK, hey, you missed me yesterday. You got me today. It is all good. I love you. And you're flame broiled. And you got onion rings. Oh, God. And this, listen, this beef Greek Whopper. Oh, man, the tzatziki sauce, the feta cheese off the chain. As a matter of fact, they've got the King's Feast going on at your favorite Burger King location. And let me tell you, it's fully loaded. It's what I call an FSO, full-size operation. Oh, yeah. And the King's Feast, like I said, that included only $13. And it includes your Greek Whopper, your way right away, all right? You get it. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or the plant-based, and it comes along with the tzatziki sauce, like I said, the feta cheese, the Greek spices, small fries, small fountain drink, three-piece mozzarella sticks, strawberry cream cheese turnover, all right? All of that, fully loaded, $13, VAT included, available for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location, okay? And don't forget, BK, they're doing it for you. Takeout, drive-through, takeout or drive-through and delivery with the Craven app. Yes, Ron Say was the penguin. He ran just like a penguin. He did. They used to call him the penguin because that's what he looked like. But he could hit the ball. Hey, big man, how you could say I weigh 110? Okay? How did I eat all of that? Real simple, because I'm not very svelte and in shape. 190. That goes along with my beautiful 6'2", 6'3" frame, you know, 6'2½", 6'3" frame. So I'm balanced. I'm good. 110. 110 is about the weight of all that foolishness and cat nanny you talking about me being 110. That's about that. That's how much I weigh. Is your BS weighs 110.
But not even bugged in. What I look like to you, Gumby? Don't answer that texter. Don't answer that. Because I know you. You're an old-time schoolmate. That's why he's calling. Pop off in the middle of the show on the tax line and I just let you get away with your foolishness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anyhow, I digress. So as we slide up into the headliners, let's check out what's blazing up the sports pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views of Madison's 1844. And big game tomorrow night down there at the gym. The Bahamas national team, basketball team, men's national team, ready to take on Venice tomorrow night at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs gym. Win or lose, the Bahamas basketball is about to enter a new stratosphere as the nation prepares for its highest level of competition in the history, okay, of basketball. The country is just one round from advancement to the 2023 FIBA International Basketball Federation World Cup, which is on par with the level of basketball at the Olympics. With that in mind, the squad is engaging in high-energy practices and training sessions at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium in preparation for the beginning of the second round of competition at the 2023 FIBA America's World Cup qualifiers. Now, we've got two pivotal games in the coming days. Tomorrow night against Venezuela at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs National Gym, and next Monday against Argentina at the Polideportivo Islas Malvinas in Mar de la Plata, Argentina. You want me to say it again? Because I'm good like that. Polideportivo Islas Malvinas in Mar de la Plata, Argentina. I know the Polideportivo kind of threw you all off. I know. I got skills, English and Spanish. Thank God. It's the best. I don't own it. It's just a gift. What I do with it is my gift in return to the Father. All right. The game this Thursday is set for 8 p.m. Doors open at 5, and the game against Argentina will get underway at 9:40 p.m. Like any of us are going to be there to go see it. But, yeah, no, you can watch it on TV. So definitely you got to look for Buddy Hield, Shavano Buddy Hield of the Indiana Pacers, and, of course, Kai Jones of the Charlotte Hornets will be playing. Unfortunately, no DeAndre Ayton of the Phoenix Suns. Still no official answer as to why he's out, just that he's out, not available to play in this one. But I get out there tomorrow, support the squad, all right, and help them get that dub, help them get that victory, okay? Under-17 boys gear up for qualifiers, this in soccer. And, of course, some more headlines. The Bahamas places fourth at the Goodwill Games. 16-member team who represented the Bahamas in swimming at the recently concluded 2022 Goodwill Games. The squad managed to place fourth overall with 553 points. Competition began on Friday and wrapped up on Sunday at the National Aquatic Center in Balmencuva, Trinidad and Tobago. It was the first time the Goodwill Games were held since 2019 as the COVID-19 pandemic canceled the 2020 and 2021 editions. Placing first was the host country, Trinidad and Tobago, with 1,442 points. Jamaica scored 1,002 points for second, and Barbados was third with 723 points. And some more news. The Bahamas finished sixth. All right. Host country won gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. And this out of course, Freeport, Grand Bahama. The Bahamas ended up sixth at the 4th Anita Doherty North American Central American Caribbean Athletic Association's Track and Field Championships, the NACAC, which wrapped up on Sunday night at the Grand Bahama Sporting Complex in Freeport, Grand Bahama, with no issues from a transformer, by the way. No strike from the Decepticons. Like I said, we won some medals, 7 medals in total, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. All right. And like I said, winning the 3-day regional meet was the United States of America with 29 gold, 22 silver, and 12 bronze for a total of 63 medals. Jamaica, led by world champion Sharika Jackson, was a distant second with 6 gold, 9 silver, and 9 bronze for a total of 24. And Canada rounded out the top 3 nations with 2 gold, 3 silver, and 9 bronze for 14 medals in total. All right. And that's a wrap right there on your home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Now let's get up into who's in and who's out, all brought to you by Tropical Gyros. And if you haven't experienced Tropical Gyros, you need to. All right? You definitely need to. Definitely. You haven't experienced the original Bahamian gyro,
then you got to get into Tropical Experience, the jerk chicken, the cracked lobster, the cracked conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and of course their famous jerk chicken salad. In addition to the tropical bowls going on over there, the rice bowls are off the chain. So be sure to check them out. They're open until 6, Mackie and Rosetta. But like I said, man, it is the hot thing buzzing throughout. It is the gourmet craze right now in the 242. Tropical gyros. You definitely want to check them out. And don't forget, Chef Coleman reminds you, come into a neighborhood or a shopping complex near you real soon. More locations to Tropical Gyros will be opening up throughout the 242. All right, just keep your eyes and ears open. They're on the way. All right, so as we look at who's in and who's out, we got to look toward the NFL. And, yeah, some people in, some people out. Naughty, the reason why Ayton is not playing is Debbie told Ayton how the government just treated its athletes, so he ain't for that. You need to stop, Dexter. No, you needs to stop. Enough. Enough. So let's look at some of the news. Joe Burrow, quarterback from the Cincinnati Bengals, who had earlier in the offseason had an appendectomy, is back at 100% full go. All right, he's back at Bengals practice, and he's ready to fully participate. And the Cincinnati Bengals are also happy to have safety Jesse Bates back. Ended the holdout, ended the sit-out, back in. He's going to play under the franchise tag. They'll go back at it next year to work out a long-term deal. Out, ex-Seahawks linebacker Griffin retires, and he accepts a position with NFL's Legends Community. All right? Shaquem Griffin, the only known one-handed player in NFL history, has decided to call it a career as a player. Griffin announced his retirement from football Wednesday in a self-written post as the Players' Tribune titled Plan A, but he's not leaving the NFL. At a recent meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, Griffin accepted a position to join the league's NFL Legends Community, assisting retired players and helping mentor current and former players on everything from the transition into and out of the game to how to navigate mental health issues. It's a resource to provide guidance and support to players in whatever they might be going through or trying to achieve, including assisting with community service initiatives. This is what Griffin wrote. He goes, that's my plan A, and he's doing it. So good luck to Shaquem Griffin. He was a big influence on kids with disabilities and amputations, and I think it'll be a good transition for him and for players transitioning out of the league and into the league, as well as looking out for the veterans. I think the NFL has a real good ambassador and a part of its NFL's Legends Community, and I'm glad to see that he's continuing in football, even though it's not on the field. Very, very, happy for that young man. He's done a lot. He lost that hand when he was like 3 years old, and he's battled through, straight through. His brother, Shaquem Griffin, all-pro cornerback formerly of the Seattle Seahawks, he got traded somewhere, and he's now over in the AFC, I believe, but he's still in the league. All right. What else is, who else is in and out in the NFL? And we heard earlier, from Mr. Chief himself that Len Dawson passed away. We mentioned that earlier. And J.C. Jackson underwent surgery to address discomfort and not an ankle injury. So he's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks, but it's not as major as they thought. So the big free agent signing for the Los Angeles Chargers will be back in about 2 to 4 weeks, maybe miss one regular season game, and then be back at it. So there you have it. And that's news from the NFL as to who's in and who's out. Let's check out the NBA. NBA free agency continues. All right. And I can't tell you a word of lie. This is getting kind of old. The Nets and Durant agree to move forward together. So let's see how long that lasts. The offseason continues now. All right. NBA releasing 16 sophomores ready to shine this season. Okay. And it's a pretty decent list of second-year players. Scotty Barnes from the Toronto Raptors is on there. Cade Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons. Ayo Dosunmu of the Chicago Bulls. Chris Duarte of the Indiana Pacers. Josh Giddey of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets, Bones Highland of the Denver Nuggets, Herbert Jones of the New Orleans Pelicans, Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors, Trey Mann of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Davion Mitchell of the Sacramento Kings, Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Alperen Sengun of the Houston Rockets, Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic, Cam Thomas of the Brooklyn Nets, Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic. Those are some good names. Wagner, I think he's going to make some noise. Cam Thomas, Jalen Suggs, I think the most noise. Davion Mitchell, is going to make noise in Sacramento. He's part of the reason Buddy was traded 2 years ago, or last year. Kuminga, I think, is a good name to watch for especially for the Golden State Warriors. Couple of these others, I like Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey's a good look. My jury's out on Chris Duarte and Dawson Move from the Bulls. I think Cade Cunningham does his thing again, and Scotty Barnes as well. So look out. That's just 16 young guys in the NBA that you should keep an eye on as training camps go in and we get ready for NBA action coming in November. Yeah, training camps October. Season starts November. Look at that. All right, we're going to take a break right here on Talking Heads, second break. On the flip side of the break, I'll be back at you with my pigskin picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We've got some Major League Baseball for you tonight and some other tidbits. We're going to make an interesting parlay coming up on the flip side of the break right here as we wrap up the Wednesday, August 24th edition of Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, as you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's. And get set for school.
Opa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, August 24th edition continues right now. 5:52 p.m. is the time. Getting ready to wrap things up, but I got a couple of questions. Let me chime in on that. I get you my pigskin and my pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Naughty, how good was Bo Jackson and Michael Irvin? Listen, Bo Jackson, I'll make it quick because we're getting ready to wrap. Bo Jackson was the best two-way athlete I've ever seen in my life, baseball and football, even better than Deion Sanders. I think he was a better baseball player than Deion. Deion was an awesome cornerback, but Bo, in his own right, barring injury, could have gone down as one of the best running backs in the history of the NFL. If you want to think about total package, a combination of size, power, speed, and the like, and athleticism, it was Bo Jackson. All right? It was Bo. No way about it. Vincent Bo Jackson is his name. Bo came from the nickname. They used to call him Bo Hog where he grew up in Alabama. Bo Hog went from Bo Hog to Bo. And Bo is a legend at Auburn. He absolutely trucked Brian Bosworth in the NFL, who came in with a lot of hype as a linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks. And Bo Jackson in the Los Angeles Raiders uniform on Monday Night Football in the Seattle Superdome trucked the daylights out of Brian Bosworth and knocked him completely out of the league. So that's how good Bo Jackson was. Michael Irvin, one of the premier quintessential college football receivers, one of the best of all times at that illustrious, legendary University of Miami program. Won national championships under Jimmy Johnson and Schnellenberger under multiple quarterbacks. Took it to the NFL and was a beast in the NFL. Were part of the legendary triplets, the original triplets that got everybody following that great quarterback, wide receiver, running back mantra set by Jimmy Johnson's Cowboys and Jerry Jones' Cowboys indirectly in the 90s as part of that great Dallas dynasty of the 90s. And listen, Michael Irvin could play. There was a period of fight where he led the league in receiving in one way, shape, or form. And that was all while Jerry Weiss was still in the league playing. So Michael was a bad boy. And considering all what he did off the field, because he was a party animal par excellence, like no other, to still be in there at 6 in the morning, outworking everybody, leading his teammates into practice, leading them into victory, week by week and into the Super Bowls, that speaks volumes. So on that level alone, you know, I don't condone the antics off the field, but on that level alone, battling through all of that to still be a Hall of Fame, all-pro wide receiver, Michael did well. I'd take Michael Irvin any day of the week. And, oh, yeah, he was one of the best trash talkers ever, and he backed it up 99.9% of the time. He was one of the best ever to do it as far as that. And I still enjoy watching him on the NFL Network. Him and Rich Eisen, I think, are a golden combination. All right, Naughty, how good was Penny Hardaway since we're asking how good people were today? Penny was awesome in his own right. I think injuries a la Grant Hill derailed what would have been an illustrious NBA career. Didn't see how him and Shaq couldn't get it together in Orlando. I thought they were going to be a perfect pairing. They could have probably done what Kobe and Shaq did with the Lakers if they got it together in Orlando, and they couldn't. But, of course, you know, they had to wait for Kobe to get it right. And Kobe's birthday was yesterday. Rough part of August for me, man. Miss the Mamba. I cannot tell you a word of lie. All right, let's have in baseball games tonight. I like the Phillies at home over the Cincinnati Reds. I like the Toronto Blue Jays against the Boston Red Sox. I like the St. Louis Cardinals over the Chicago Cubs. And I like the Houston Astros over the Minnesota Twins. And if we look at the WNBA, we have a 9 o'clock game tonight, the Connecticut Suns and the Dallas Wings. Jonquel taking on the Wings in, I think this should be the second round right now. And if not, yeah, it should be the second round. I think they played the Mystics in the first round. But nonetheless, I like this game over the 165 points. All right? So that's my five-teamer right there. Set it, forget it, and bet it at the Island Game. And simply log on to theislandgame.com. To sign up today, get your account, and take advantage of that great sports book over there at the Island Game. For everybody who chimed in today, for Tada, my good friend from Rise Bahamas, chiming in, having that candid conversation. All you texters bringing it real this afternoon. Good stuff, man. Good Wednesday edition. It was Thursday edition. But with that being said, big up to Mr. Producer. I am up out of here. I got a couple of more of these Greek whoppers I need to destroy. So with that being said, we got a call. Let me get this call real quick before I get out of here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes. Who is the best? Catfish Hunter, Dave McNally, or Jim Palmer?
Slow down, Happy. Let me hear you real quick again.
Okay. Catfish Jim Palmer, Hunter. Catfish Hunter and Dave McNally.
Which one would I pick out of them?
Yes.
Jim Palmer, Catfish Hunter, Dave McNally. Boy, Dave McNally was good. My late uncle Meredith Thompson used to love Dave McNally.
Mm-hmm.
Catfish Hunter, I remember him in Yankee Pinstripes and Phil Rizzuto in the Money Store talking about Catfish Hunter, him and Tommy John being part of the, you know, great Yankee rotation. But you know what? I got to go with Mr. Jockey Undershorts himself, Jim Palmer.
Okay,
got to go
yeah.
with Jim Palmer. Gotta go with Palmer. And he did the jockey underwear commercial. He was a decent broadcaster and did many things after baseball. But, yeah, we got to go with Jim Palmer.
But, you know, one thing I like with him, when he's the pitch, and when they play against, I think it was Catfish Hunter, one of them, whenever they play doubleheader, one can win, one zip.
Catfish was a bad boy, man. I can't take nothing away from Catfish either. But yeah. I think just Jim Palmer had the better overall body of work, and I think he won multiple Cy Youngs. So mm-hmm. that kind of set him apart from a lot of the rest.
Any other teams won, had 420 game winners?
Nobody came close, not to my recollection.
Okay, because that yeah,
mean, the closest that probably came to it was that old Atlanta Braves foursome of Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox, and probably Merker or whoever the fourth one was that they used to keep throwing in. That was probably the closest rotation that came to having a bunch of 20-game winners.
Yes, great. Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Happy, have a good one, man. We'll check you tomorrow, all right? And now it's official. That's a wrap on the Wednesday, August 24th edition of Talking Heads. We will see you tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for the Thursday edition. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it.